Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Most of us think of bacteria as invisible but dangerous little bugs, often taking measures to kill them. But what if these microscopic organisms hold the key to solving one of modern society's biggest problems? David Mullen, associate professor of molecular biology at Tulane University, explains.
After experimenting with old editions of local newspapers, our team discovered a novel bacterial strain that uses paper to produce butanol, a biofuel that can serve as a substitute for gasoline. The strain, which we've nicknamed TU-103, can produce butanol directly from cellulose. Cellulose is found in all green plants, and it is the most abundant organic material on Earth. In the United States alone, at least 3.1 billion tons of cellulosic material that could be used to produce butanol are thrown out each year. TU-103 is the only known clostridial strain that can grow and produce butanol in the presence of oxygen, which kills other butanol-producing bacteria. Producing butanol from cellulose has been the dream of many, but having to develop butanol in an oxygen-free workspace has been challenging due to the increased costs of production. The discovery of TU-103 could reduce the cost to produce biobutanol, which could make using it more of a reality. Biobutanol produced from cellulose would dramatically reduce carbon dioxide and smog emissions in comparison to gasoline. We would also like to see a reduction in landfill waste by reusing these materials instead of just throwing them away. Research has shown that biobutanol is a superior fuel because it can readily fuel existing motor vehicles without modifications to the engine. It can be transported through existing fuel pipelines and is less corrosive and contains more energy than ethanol. Our team has applied for a patent for this method to produce biobutanol from organic material. We hope that this discovery moves us one step closer to sustainability and lessens our dependence on fossil fuels.
That was Tulane University's David Mullen. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Bacteria, bacteria, bacteria. You might not see them, but they're there. Bacteria, bacteria.